I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is brought to you by GoToMeeting with HD Faces.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, netcast. And this week we have stuff as usual, but we also have interesting things happening with the video and audio and things of that nature. This looks like I'm trying to be some kind of mystic, you know, with the crystal ball, except this is the not-so-crystal microphone. Let me move my little black cover thing there to cover the blue light thingy, because it's bright. Zowie. Anyway, we're proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, right here in the cool microphone, too. But anyway, yes, this is, of course, the Audio Technica 2100 USB. I can never remember the first part. Fred will put it up on the screen. Thank you, Fred, for keeping me straight, because I can't remember these little details. Yes. Anyway, I was going to say something. Oh, yes. Also, that we're experimenting this week with that we are, yes. I'm not going to try to say that. I'm just going to let it go because I was getting it totally wrong. Here's the thing. I'm recording this with a Logitech webcam. Yes, the 920, Logitech 920 webcam, as a matter of fact. And it's a cool camera. It's the top of the line for Logitech's webcams, and it is HD, of course, as you can see, 16:9 ratio. But it is also unique in that it does the processing internal to the camera, so it takes the load off the CPU. Now, of course, I have a six CPU. Yes, my mind is just going so blank. Six cores. Yeesh. 6-core CPU, AMD chip here, a Phenom, which is also spelled with a PH. Must be related to Fred. He's spelled with a PH. Anyway, I was going somewhere with all this. Yes, so it's a powerful CPU, so that's good, but the camera also offloads, and we have the USB microphone, and I just last night added a solid-state drive. I have over here the box that the solid-state drive came in. This is a 250-gig Samsung 840 series solid-state drive. And I want you to notice something here, if I can find it. My table just gets cluttered with so many things. They even have little logo thingies that you can stick on your case. Isn't that cute? I thought that was kind of cool. And it comes with a CD for data transfer, which I didn't use. I used Acronis, because I'm a big fan of Acronis. Yes. And it was Acronis True Image Home Edition 2013, which allowed me to put the solid-state drive in as drive zero, you know, the first drive. And then my old drive, the existing drive, was a 1 gigabyte. No. I'm showing my age once again. 1 terabyte drive. 1 gigabyte. Everybody's going, dude, you can't even get Windows on a 1 gigabyte drive anymore. True. It's the gray hair. Anyway. So 1 terabyte drive. So that was in there. So all I had to do was boot off the Acronis CD. And there's an option to transfer the data to the new drive, and it says if the drive is smaller, it will adjust. Dude, That's pretty smart software. Yeah. Okay, so I've digressed about as far as I can digress. Let's pull up the old blog, shall we? The blog, of course, is drbill.tv, drbill.tv. And we have, we've just got so many things to talk about this week. So many good things. I'm also doing something different with the light, which is nothing. I have no special light set up. This is just regular ambient light in the room. So it's a softer tone. Last week it was kind of bright, like, whoa. This should be more natural. Okay, so, first item, the Windows Start button is coming back. Yes, indeed. We said it was going to happen, probably in a service pack or something, because Microsoft is lame. They're always lame, and they will forever be lame. Yes. But they occasionally listen to their customers. And everybody would say, where's my start button? I want my start button. Dude, where's my start button? And so Microsoft said, all right, we'll give you the stupid start button back. You're supposed to go out and buy hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of touchscreens, you people. And everybody went, hope I didn't get my microphone wet. But anyway, and of course we said that to them. And they are putting back the start button. So there. Yes. Let me share with you something. This is not a commercial, by the way. This is just I'm sharing something personal. This is a drink. Obviously, it's in a can. You would think it's a drink. But this drink is called Zevia. Let's see if I can get it without any shinies on it. Zevia. And Zevia is a soft drink, in this case root beer flavor, soft drink that is sweetened with stevia. And I love stevia. I'm a big fan of stevia. You say, what's stevia, Dr. Bill? Is that some weird new artificial sweetener that has all kinds of carcinogens in it? No. Stevia is a natural herb. I like herbs. Good herbs, not the kind you smoke. No. Like stevia. Stevia is a natural herb, and it is a sweetener that is 300 times sweeter than sugar, and it's good for you, and it lowers your blood pressure. It also lowers blood pressure. What was the other thing it does? Oh, yes. It makes your blood sugar better. In whatever way, it lowers your blood sugar if you have high blood sugar, that kind of thing. So it's good for you, and it even strengthens your teeth. So, but it's pretty good stuff. It tastes like root beer, which is what it's supposed to taste like. So that's good. Okay, anyway. I was just sharing that because it is completely free of terrible artificial sweetener things, and it is also natural and has natural flavors. Like, for instance, the flavor of the root beer comes from sarsaparilla, which is, of course, another herb. Well, it's a root. Sarsaparilla. That's what they used to order. When you would go into a bar in the old westerns, when they were trying to stay away from using alcohol, they would say, give me a sarsaparilla. Yeah. Yeah, you kind of wonder if they really drank any sarsaparilla back in those days. Or whoa! Boy, Fred. See, Fred doesn't like the way the direction the program's going. He just says, I'm going to throw in a Geek Software of the Week drum roll to shut him up. Man, Fred. Dude. Anyway, one of these days I'm not going to be surprised. Then you'll be surprised. Yeah, That makes sense. Anyway, Geek Software of the Week this week. Geek Software of the Week this week is Space Sniffer. First of all, I would say, as a tip here, a little hint, a little tip, don't sniff in space. There's no air. Your lungs would go inside out, which is messy. So, you can now visualize your disk space, much like, you know, the other program we used to use. Winderstat. I knew I would think of it. Winderstat. But this is different in that it's a different piece of freeware. Yes. And it has a lot more features. And it's cool. So you can basically see what you have on your devices and what types of files they are. And, oh my goodness, it has so many features. It's fast and easy to use. It supports drag and drop. It has an export module. It has zoomable elements. It lets you temporarily tag files with four different colors, you know, so you can filter them. This also is carbonated and has some caffeine in it, I think, maybe. But anyway, it's making me kind of go, bleh. So, that's what that's about. I know, overshare. All right. Anyway, you can navigate even during the scan. You can smart cache. It has a smart cache scanning engine, multiple views, single scan. And you can scan NTFS alternate data streams. And it's free. Ah. And yes, I have actually used this. I've decided to throw that in these days because people get upset with me when I do a Geek Software of the Week and I don't actually use it. So I do actually use this one. So don't write me nasty letters. Anyway. So let's talk about our awesome sponsor, shall we? And of course that is Citrix Systems GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Now I'm telling you, when you get your entire team together, it's amazing what can get accomplished. I mean, you know, everybody's off doing their own thing. No, you get them together, get all those brains working on the same problem, and it's just amazing. You can get things done. And you know, projects can take weeks, decisions can take days, but when you get together, you can get things done right then and there. Gathering everybody from different locations, now that can be a problem. So what you want to do is you want to solve that problem, and the key to solving it is GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. If you have an HD webcam like this Logitech 920 webcam that I'm using, let's say you all had one. You know, maybe some of you have the older HD versions of webcams. But at any rate, you get them all together through GoToMeeting with HD Faces. You can see one another. You can share screens. You can do so many things with high-definition video conferencing. It's the best way to have a meeting, cheapest way to have a meeting, because you don't have all that travel time and everything else, and you can even launch a meeting and present from your iPad now. That's a new feature. Tell you what, we love GoToMeeting, and our team uses it. We have meetings, and you know, they even use it to train, do training classes. There's all kinds of ways to use GoToMeeting. So I encourage you to try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Don't wait. Use this special offer. Go to the website, gotomeeting.com, as it says here on the banner. Click the Try It Free button, and then use the special promo code PODCAST. All right, like it says on the banner. If you'll do that, you'll get 30 days free trial. Now, you need to do this. Need to take advantage of it. Don't just listen to me talk about it. Go do it now. I'm telling you, meeting is believing. And GoToMeeting is the best way to hold a meeting like this. All right? All right, let's talk about the next item we have in the show, and that is, oh, man, this one. When I read this, I got so jealous. I decided to have another drink of root beer. No, not really. But anyway, it was an excuse to drink some more root beer. Japan now has, check this out, 2 gigabit per second internet connectivity available. What? I'm totally jealous. I mean, the Game Master, my son, the Game Master, he can even speak Japanese. He's probably saying, dude, I'm getting on a plane and head to Japan. I got 2 gigabit connectivity. Here's what I think. America, you need to catch up. I want 2 gig to my house. It's my constitutional right. Okay, maybe it's not my constitutional right, but I want it. I want it so bad. Now, you know, places like Kansas City where Google is experimenting with fiber to the house, to the home, they also have 1 gigabit. But see, Japan says, dude, you give them 1, I'll give them 2 gigabits to their house. Dude. Anyway. And there's a little telephone company in Vermont. I think it's called VTEL. That is now giving people 1 gigabit connectivity to their house for $35 a month. What's up with that? I mean, it makes me want to move to Vermont. Normally, I would say no. I mean, you know, they got nice syrup up there from their maple trees. But anyway, oh well. Now, gamers, speaking of the Game Master, I'm not sure he would do this because, you know, this is Pizza Hut pizza, and he's not a big Pizza Hut pizza person. He's more of a Mario's pizza person. Mario's is a pizza place near us. That is awesome. Yes. They have great pizzas, and they also have great steak and cheese sandwiches. Just saying. Which is, of course, totally besides the point. But anyway, gamers can now order Pizza Hut pizza from their Xbox consoles. Dude. I mean, talk about the ultimate of laziness. You can sit at home, play on your Xbox, and think, I'm hungry. And so you punch in the Xbox app, and you order your pizza, and they deliver it to you, and you don't have to do squat. That's pretty lazy, but it's actually kind of cool, too. So, you know. Anyway, that's interesting and odd in a strange way. But at any rate, next item, this item, I just totally love this, as you'll understand when I get to it. The U.S. murder rate is tied to Internet Explorer usage. This was posted on Chris Perillo's Google Plus feed, and I saw it and went, this is just too cool. I mean, murder is not cool, don't get me wrong, okay? But when you correlate Internet Explorer usage to the murder rate, there is a precise tracking of it. I'll put it up here on the screen so you can see it. You see what I'm saying? In 2006, look where the dot is. And then in 2011, look where the dot is as it goes down. The less people use Internet Explorer, the less murders there are in the U.S. I sense a conspiracy or a plot. Or perhaps people are just getting so mad at Internet Explorer, they're going crazy and killing one another. Dude. So, of course, if you use Google Chrome, you'll be saving mankind. Just saying. Not to mention saving everybody from malware. Anyway. Next item. Ubuntu 13.04. Which is called, what's it called? It's like the ring-tailed something or another. They always come up with these weird names. I am not seeing it in the article. Anybody remember? Fred will know. He'll put it up on the screen. He always helps me out with these things. There you go. Anyway, it's an odd name. But Ubuntu 13.04, you notice they don't call it Ubuntu Linux anymore? I'm not sure I like that. Be proud to be a Linux dude or dudette. Yes. So now it's just Ubuntu, the Ubuntu operating system. It's Linux. Come on. Anyway, it's supposed to be faster and boot faster and many other cool things. But see, here's the thing that I'm looking for. My favorite Linux distro is Linux Mint, at least for the desktop. You know what I'm saying? For the desktop. I use Ubuntu Server for the back end. But for the front end, I like to use Linux Mint. Okay? They still have Linux in their name. Just saying. Anyway. So Linux Mint, though, is based on Ubuntu. So Ubuntu 13.04 will eventually be the basis for Linux Mint. So then Linux Mint will boot faster as well. Yes. I'm just not a big fan of the Unity interface. I like the interface that comes on Linux Mint. It's awesome. And I use it myself. All right. Next and last item for the week. Now there's a Chrome plugin to view Microsoft Office documents. Whoa! In other words, if you have a Chromebook and you want to view your Microsoft Office documents, you can use this plugin to do it. But here's the thing. If you don't have a Chromebook, you just have a Chrome browser, you can use this plugin and you can install the Chrome Office Viewer Beta extension. It's in beta. But it allows you to read your Word docs, your Excel spreadsheets, your PowerPoint slides on the web. Dude. Now you might say, well, Dr. Bell, I don't care. I've got LibreOffice installed. Well, good. I approve of that. But if you're somewhere where you just want a web interface to read a Word document or an Excel spreadsheet or whatever, and you know, you don't need to really get in there and edit and do a lot of things, you can just view it through this browser tool, plugin. Thing. Cool. I like it. Eventually, we'll get all totally webified and nothing will be installed locally anymore. And all we'll need is a web browser like Chrome, which is kind of the whole point behind a Chromebook. Yes. So that's why they came up with this plugin. Ha ha. Can't get that by me. Anyway, it's time to say once again that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.